Pentagon to cover travel and transportation costs for troops seeking abortions. By Christina Wong on October 20, 2022. The Biden Pentagon announced on Thursday that it plans to offer service members allowances to pay for travel and transportation to seek abortions if they are stationed in a state that does not allow them. While the Pentagon's treatment facilities and insurance can only perform and cover the cost of abortion in the case of rape or where the mother's life is at risk, the new policy would help cover travel and transportation costs for abortions that fall outside that scope. These policies will reduce the burden and cost for our service members and their dependents who may be required to travel greater distances to access reproductive health care, a defense official said during a briefing with reporters. The announcement comes after the Supreme Court's ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization overturned Roe v. Wade, allowing for states, and not the federal government, to determine abortion laws. It also comes just weeks before the midterm election, when Democrats are worried about losing control of the House and possibly the Senate and are seeking to boost Democrat voter turnout. Defense officials suggested the timing of the new policy was not tied to the elections. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin directed the new policy in a memo. In it, he stated, "I am committed to the department taking all appropriate action within its authority and consistent with applicable federal law as soon as possible to ensure that our service members and their families can access reproductive health care and our health care providers can operate effectively." Austin also directed the establishment of additional privacy protections for troops seeking abortions, reimbursement of DOD health care providers wishing to get licensed in another state, and development of a program to support providers subject to penalties for providing abortions. He also directed the expansion of services for walk-in contraceptive care for service members and other eligible beneficiaries. Defense officials who briefed reporters said more specific guidance would be forthcoming once the policies are finalized. Read the memo. 20,221,020 Ensuring Access to Reproductive Health Care by Christina Wong. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.